Be a theme going on here. And we're not done yet. Sometimes Luann and I talk. We didn't talk all that much about how we're what we're going to do this morning, but it all fits. So here, you want to read what it says at the top of that sheet? Is it empty?
Yeah, it's empty. See.
Be a river, not a swamp.
No.
What? Okay. 8 practical suggestions for building a stronger spiritual life.
Okay. 8 practical suggestions. Now, not all 8 will probably fit, but maybe if one does, that's good. All you need is one. 8's the number of new beginnings. We're new beginnings. Time for a new beginning sometimes, even in our own lives, right? You know why 8's the number of new beginnings? Because it's 7 days, and then the next day's a new beginning, the 8th day. There were 8 people in the ark. There's a lot of 8s which go with new beginnings. So at any rate, we've been learning about, we're living in challenging time. Our culture is increasingly hostile towards Christians, the Bible, and biblical principles. Let's face it, it just is. Our world is caught up in fear, materialism, and themselves. And they're bent on doing evil. So the news is nothing ever but bad and getting worse. And as believers, it's very challenging to walk in faith, to stay encouraged, and to keep our souls nourished, let alone sharing our faith with others. So how do we nurture, how do we restore, how to renew our souls, which Luann said in our adult class? Our souls are our minds, our will, and our emotions. How do we renew that particular part of us? And so consider implementing 1, maybe 2 of these things into your life if you're really not doing it already. And I hope this will encourage you as well. So number 1, Trenton read this one already. Be a river, not a swamp. That sounds funny, doesn't it? Jesus said, rivers of living water shall flow from our heart, flow through the heart for those who believe in him. Of course, that river is the Holy Spirit gushing out on us. Now, think of a mountain stream that's flowing, right? And it's life-giving water because it's flowing. On the other hand, a swamp, there's an inlet but no outlet, and it becomes stagnant and life-devouring. A swamp collects and retains the water, which in time is foul and stinky. You ever walk in a swamp? Not good. So sometimes, as Christians, we kind of block the river of the Holy Spirit that's wanting to flow out of us because we live in seclusion. We kind of stay away from others around us. We look out for our own interests, and we dam up God's blessings in our lives and don't let it flow to others. And we have potentially the danger of becoming stagnant, emotionally detached from others and cynical, and that's when we start becoming stinky, all right? Like a swamp. So resolve in your heart to let the Spirit flow through you to others to bring refreshing waters of the Lord to others, to give more of yourself, and to build others up around you. And in the process of letting it flow, letting him flow through us, you'll be blessed as well. You can't help it. It's just the way it is. Number 2. Luann brought this up, and we didn't talk really, but identify blessings and be thankful. We take for granted a lot of God's blessings in our lives, and we tend to focus on bad things. It's just our human nature. But purpose today to praise God every day for the good things he does. That's not hard to do, right? This isn't particularly important if you're going having a really bad or tough week or day. Remember Paul and Silas in prison in Philippi? And what did they do? They sang, exactly right. They sang praises to God when they're sitting there with their backs all beat up from getting stripes on them, from being whipped and beat and in stocks and at midnight in the dark, beat up. They made the choice to praise God. And what happened because they sang? Go ahead, Logan. What happened because they sang to God?
An angel came and
exploded the place. All the prison doors flew open wide and they were released. So, the point of all this, their praise brought the victory, brought them freedom. So in the midst of the hardest, darndest days, find a way to praise God. And sometimes you got to grit your teeth as you're doing it, but as you go, you will change you and it will change others around you. And it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing in everything, not for everything, but in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ for you. Number three, spend time in nature. When's the last time you went for a walk in the woods? I'm blessed because we live in the woods and I get to walk in the woods a lot and commune with the Lord. You know, the writers in Psalms must have spent time in nature, because this is what they say. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies display his marvelous craftsmanship. All they did was walk outside and look up, and it changed their perspective. It will change yours and mine as well. And Psalms 8, 3 to 4 says, when I look at the night sky and see your work, the fingers, the moon, the stars that you have set in place, what are mortals that you should think of them, and mere humans that you should care for them? It just puts things in perspective again when you spend time in nature. Number four, spread love wherever you go. This is a quote from Mother Teresa, who lived in Calcutta in the worst area, probably in the world, that you could live. This is her quote. I'm just going to read it. Spread love wherever you go. First of all, in your own house. Sometimes it's hard to do that. In your own house. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better or happier. Now think of Mother Teresa and the desperate situation she was in. But she says, let no one ever come to you without leaving feeling better and happier. Be the living expression of God's kindness. Kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile, kindness in your warm greeting, is her quote. And then 1 Corinthians 16:4 says, let all that you do be done with love. With love. Number five, speak words of blessings to others. You know, Moses dealt with the Israelites in the wilderness. They tended not to be the happiest people, grumbling and complaining. And yet, in Numbers 6, 24 to 26, this is the blessing that Moses speaks over these people, these stiff-necked, stubborn people. This is what he says. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show his favor upon you and give you his peace. That was Moses' blessing over the people. That's what we need to do. We need to speak into people's lives those same kind of words to uplift, to encourage, to bless them, build them up. And as we do that, we're going to be blessed as well. Number six, this is a no-brainer, but hey, meditate on Scripture. This week, I just needed to really get into Word, and I opened it up to Psalms 100. I never didn't even know Luann was going to read that this morning, and boy, did that ever bless me. And I started just reading through the Psalms, and I was just changed. In a matter of 10, 15 minutes, I was completely a different person than when I sat down with that Word. It's amazing. So the Bible's loaded with verses of comfort, encouragement, wisdom. So I know we get busy, and sometimes we skip those times, but don't. And just read it. It will be blessed. Number 7, turn your worries over to God. This is a clear teaching from Jesus again and again and again and again. He says that. He says, give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. That's from Psalms 55:22. And then in Matthew 6:25-27, Jesus says this, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious. Don't worry about your life, what you eat, what you'll drink, about your body, what you will put on it. Life is more than food. The body's more than clothing. Look at the birds of the air. You know, they're not worrying. And they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more of value than they? Of course you are. And which of you, being anxious or worried, can add a single hour to your lifespan? Don't worry. Be happy, right? Philippians 4:6-7. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And cast your worries and your cares upon Jesus, because he cares for you. He knows what's on your heart, and he cares about you. And lastly, number 8, ask God to make you a blessing today to somebody. A great way to show you trust the Lord is just turn your life over to him and ask him each and every day to somehow make you a blessing to someone that day. So do that as a normal routine. I would encourage you to do that. If you don't do that today, offer a simple prayer to God and simply ask him, dear God, today, let me be able to bless someone somewhere. And then choose to pay attention to when that opportunity comes. And it will come. If you pray that every day, Lord, let me be a blessing to someone, he's just waiting. And he'll open up those doors. And then you'll honor God and bless someone in the process. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your great love for us that we cannot understand. We cannot fathom how much you love us and care for us. No matter how good or how bad we are, your love never changes. And Lord, we know our world is in a mess. And we live in challenging times, Father. Thankfully, you never leave us. You never forsake us. You have given us a part of yourself, the Helper, capital H, the Holy Spirit, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to guide us each and every day. Spirit, Lord, help us each day to walk by faith and not by sight with you as our guide and our helper. Help us be a river of refreshment to others. Show us, Lord, where you want us to and who you want us to touch, to spread your love wherever we go. Help us not to worry, but to trust you as we meditate on your word, renew our minds. Lord, today and every day, make us a blessing to others that we may encourage them. And may Jesus receive all the honor and the glory and the praise. All the people said, amen. Okay, so there you go. Hopefully one of those things jumped out at you that you can implement in your week to help encourage you and be a blessing to others. So go do it. Just do it. Isn't that the Nike thing?